Villa Badoer. Popularly known as La Badoera, the villa was designed by the famous architect Andrea Palladio from Vicenza, who had been commissioned by the Venetian nobleman Francesco Badoer. The date of construction is uncertain, although the manor house is believed to have existed as early as 1557, since it appears on a map drawn in the same year, depicting the valleys of San Biagio and Val d'Entro. The villa appears in the Palladian treatise I Quattro Libri dell'Architettura, the Four Books of Architecture, from 1570, although with some differences from today's configuration. In the middle of a green lawn surrounded by outbuildings stands the main residence with a monumental pronaos, preceded by a staircase of great scenic effect. On the sides we find the two elegant barchesse, typical Venetian-style barns. In the Venetian villa, the barchesse is a side wing that was used as living quarters or for storage. The way in which the barchesse forms such a wide curve that encloses the space make it one of the highest achievements in Palladian architecture. As Palladio himself recalls in one of his books, the villa was decorated by Giallo Fiorentino, who painted grotesque figures in the pronaos and in its interior. The frescoes were salvaged during restoration work carried out by the Regional Institute for the Villas of Veneto. Villa Badoer was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1996, and today it is owned by the province of Rovigo, which has carried out brilliant conservative restoration work. The villa is fully open to the public and can be visited throughout. The villa is now the venue for important meetings and conferences, exhibitions, theatrical performances, operas and ballet, while the Northern Barchessa has been the seat of the National Archaeological Museum of Fratta since 2009, with exhibits from archaeological finds dating back to the Bronze Age.